Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, telling them stories of my adventures traveling to visit other children around the world and the things that they've been doing. I was up in the New York City, north part of the city there, and I was in the park talking to a couple of boys and girls, and they were telling me about how they love their dog. And I said, "Wow, that's great. It's nice to have a pet that you love." And they said, "Oh, yes, we love our pet very much." And they were showing me their dog, and he was sort of a nondescript guy. He didn't have any pedigrees or anything, but he was just a nice dog, just a friendly, loving, wonderful dog. And Arnold and Peter were playing with the dog and just having a great time. And Peter reached in his pocket, and he took out a candy bar. And he opened the candy bar and started eating it. And then his dog, Jerome, said, "Arf, arf, I'd like some candy too." And so Peter started to give Jerome some candy. Well, Arnold said, "Hey, Pete, what the heck you doing there?" And Pete said, "Well, I'm giving Jerome some candy, you know, because dogs like candy." And Arnold said, "Well, you know, candy's not good for dogs because it does some bad things to them. And they don't live as long if they eat candy, and they're not as healthy as they eat candy. That's what my doctor told me, the veterinarian where we take Jerome. And Jerome gets his checkups regular because we want to make sure that he is in good shape all the time because we love him so much." Well, Peter says, "But I eat candy. What's wrong with candy?" And Arnold said, "Well, you know, candy, I don't know what's good or bad about it. I kind of like it myself now and then. But when my veterinarian, you know, the guy that works on my dog, when he said no for candy for dogs, I figured he must know what he's talking about. And I'm paying him to tell me what's good for my dog and what's good to not good for my dog." So, but Peter protested, "I like candy. I'm eating this and enjoying it so much. Would you like some, Arnold?" "No, right now I just don't feel like any candy. But why not give some to Jerome? Jerome would just love some candy. Look at how he's licking his tongue. Look at how he's looking up at us and saying, 'Come on, share with me, you guys. Come on, I'd like some of that too.'" Well, Arnold said, "You know, I do that too. I beg for things when it's not good for me. And if my mama gives me things that aren't good for me when I beg for them, I'm only hurting myself. And, you know, that's big people talk, I know, but that's the way it is. That's the way it is. If I take things that don't help me and don't make me healthy and don't make me happy, and, you know, today it makes me very happy. Oh, boy, that chocolate bar, that's so good right now. But later on, it might not be so good for me, you know. Maybe it hurts my teeth or maybe it does, I don't know. But I figure that adults been around much longer time than I have. And look at Jerome. He's just like me. He just likes to have that candy, regardless whether it's not good for him or not." And, "Oh," Peter protested, why are you talking like that?" But Arnold said, "You know, I have to speak up for Jerome because I'm in charge of taking care of Jerome and making sure he's healthy and happy. And I don't want to give him anything that's going to make him unhappy. And it might make him happy for the second, but not for being in his health. And I'm interested in his health." "Arnold, I don't know what we're going to do. This doesn't make sense. Why is this now? Why is this here going on like that?" "Well, it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is." And so Arnold and Peter took Jerome home from the park, and Peter said to his mother, "Mother, what is going on here? Why is this like this? Why is this life going on like that?" And his mother said, "What do you mean?" "Well, Arnold says that Jerome's not supposed to have any candy." "Well, that's right. That's what the veterinarian told us. And that's why we pay the veterinarian to give us good advice. And so we have good advice. And that's the kind of advice that we always want to keep. But, Mom, I like candy. That's right. You do, Peter, and Arnold does too, and we all do, but it's still not good for us. And if we would just listen to the advice of our vet, if it's good, not good for our dogs, you can be sure it's probably not good for us too. Oh, Mom, that takes all the fun out of it. But Arnold, you have to make that decision for yourself. I advise you, I tell you what's right and wrong, and if you're going to go behind my back and eat candy, I can't do anything about that. But if you're going to do that, you're going to pay the penalty, and you're not going to be very happy about it. Is that what you want to do? No, Mom, I want to do what's right. Well, then, why don't you just say goodbye to Candy for Jerome, my wonderful puppy, and for all of my family, and for me and you. And you know, we'd probably be a whole lot healthier. Oh, look at there. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming right to the door. Knock, knock, knock. Oh, Mr. Sandman, I didn't know you knocked at the door. Yeah, sometimes I do. And it's time to go to bed now. Oh, my gosh, it got late quick. Come on, Jerome, in bed. Arnold, come on, we got to get in our bed. Peter and Arnold and Jerome each jumped into their bed. And Jerome had a bed right next to Peter's because Jerome knew that Peter had a lot of good stuff that fell off his bed sometimes. And then, now come on, grab your mommies and daddies and give them a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And as you say, I love you, I love you, I love you, watch all the wonderful things happen and watch all the happiness take place, because that's what it's all about. Now, you say goodnight, and I'll drop my pixie dust all over you, and you'll have happy dreams. Good night, Mr. Candle. Good night, children. Good night, Mr. Sandman. That's the first time I saw you talking like that, but that's kind of nice. Well, you come back, Mr. Sandman, and you do this with me every night, okay? Well, children, have happy dreams, and know that I'll be back to see you again, because I love you. I love you. I love you.